The roundups are held Tuesdays, 5 to 6 p.m. on the third floor of the Park City Library. Director of Mountainlands Community Housing Trust Scott Loomis says every year as many as 3,000 seasonal workers come to town to work and ski, but the pickings for a place to live are shrinking every year.
And I think we have the same situation every year. Nobody knows where to go. There's nothing available, but one way or another, everybody lands. So it's a struggle every year.
Loomis says it varies how many property owners show up, but he says it's a good way for landlords to learn more about who will be renting their property.
Sometimes you get seasonal workers that are lucky enough to get maybe a four-bedroom house, and they're looking for roommates and trying to match up. And other times you get people who have maybe a bed in their house. They just want to get a feel for who's going to be renting it. Or they might have a two or three bedroom unit that they're willing to rent, and they come and kind of screen people and talk about it and make sure there's a good fit.
On average, beds are being rented for a minimum of $500 a month. Loomis says it goes up from there based on the amenities provided.
So if somebody is looking for a source of income and they have an extra bed in their house, particularly if they're on the bus route or near the bus route, it's a good opportunity to meet some people usually from a foreign country, Southern Hemisphere primarily, and it's a good opportunity to make a little money.
Mountainlands provides roommate and landlord-tenant agreements online. He says it's always a good idea to get things in writing. The program, he says, has been very successful, and these days it's needed even more.
I would say it's very successful. It's always a challenge. It's always difficult. I think it kind of ebbs and flows, but now we're seeing the Airbnb is taking a lot of units out of the rental pool that have been available for seasonal rentals. So that's kind of our challenge now, is just finding places.
That's Scott Loomis. More information is online at housinghelp.org. You can also find available rentals on site as well. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.